We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Allen looks to his left. Fires left side. To the end zone. Stephon Diggs makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Howard Simon.
I could wear my Robinson Cano jersey and have like a syringe nearby. By the way, that's a good example for the kids.
Jeremy White.
I've been very, very wrong about hockey for the last... Don't answer that.
On WGR.
How will you feel if Vegas makes the playoffs next year? My immediate thought was I will eat a flip-flop.
Sports Radio 550.
Hey. See the story about the Mike McCarthy and the watermelons?
I did.
It's pretty funny.
Smashed a watermelon and inspired his team.
Yeah, Saturday night team meeting. He brought a sledgehammer on the charter flight to Minnesota, and Saturday night at the team meeting, he smashed a whole bunch of watermelons with the sledgehammer, and then players joined in as well, and got involved in smashing watermelons. Said he's never seen the comic Gallagher, by the way. If you're old enough to remember, there was a comedian by the name of Gallagher. He used to smash watermelons on the stage, and you would never want to sit in the first few rows because the debris would fly onto you.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Mike McCarthy did this and claims to have never seen Gallagher?
Okay, hold on. McCarthy said he has never seen Gallagher perform, but he might keep the bit going just out of superstition.
Like never been to a live show? He has seen Gallagher.
I'm reading it the way it is written. I don't know if that means he doesn't know who he was, or he just had never
seen.
Let's say the story comes out. Hey, Mike, heard you smashed watermelons at the team meeting. Yeah, the guys had a good time. So did you take it out of like Gallagher's playbook? I've never seen Gallagher. Like, I feel like that would be saying Gallagher.
Who's
Gallagher?
The only way to answer that truthfully is who. Oh, Gallagher's playbook? Who?
But you don't have to have seen Gallagher in person. You could have seen him on TV and you'd know who Gallagher
was. That's
what
I mean. He knows who he is. You're telling me.
But if you. Okay.
Mike
McCarthy
just randomly chose a sledgehammer and watermelons and didn't get that from a world famous comedian who smashed watermelons with a sledgehammer. It's a coincidence.
Which, by the way, is not a common act. I mean, there weren't many other comedians. So wait a minute.
He didn't
just think
pineapples. He didn't just think I'll smash kiwi. Why watermelon?
What fun would kiwi be? Come on, it's so small. What is a kiwi, by the way? It's a fruit, right?
This is officially the strangest story I've ever heard. There's no way
he
does not know.
Hold on. I want to read you this. You tell me. If someone says to you, he's never seen Gallagher perform, do you think he means I've just never been there in person or never actually seen his act? Period.
I think I don't know what to think. To me, that's a strange way to phrase it.
I think if you say I've never seen somebody.
Yeah, he's the guy that smashes watermelons, but I've never seen a full show because he's a football coach and they can never admit that they watch a television show.
He has never seen Gallagher actually do that. I mean, not in person. He has not seen.
But he knows that he does do it.
I mean, it didn't really say, honestly, in the story. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, quote, Mike McCarthy. It's important to have fun. We were just using the approach honoring the great comedian Gallagher.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Okay.
So when he says he's never seen him perform, it does mean
he does know
person.
Of his act. Right. All right. Yeah, I didn't see that. That quote is not in the story that I have in front of me.
Okay, this one's from NFL.com.
We may have discussed this, but Howard, you've tried a watermelon before, right? You've never tried watermelon.
Never tasted watermelon.
Oh, boy.
It's got pits in it and seeds and crap.
It's got seeds. Actually, it's seedless.
No, it sucks. Why would I try watermelon? What's the freaking point of eating watermelon?
It's delicious.
It is not delicious.
It is sugar. It is sugar that is naturally occurring in a red dissolving water.
Oh, boy. Let me sign up. That sounds yummy. Gosh, my mouth is watering at this. Oh, my. Watermelon.
You like sugar, right?
Who doesn't like sugar?
It's just straight sugar.
What was the stuff? What was it? Was it Pixie Sticks? The little plastic straw filled with sugar that was just basically just dumped sugar in your mouth?
It's nature's Pixie Stick.
All right. No, I've never, pretty darn sure I've never tried watermelon. Pretty darn sure.
Wow.
Does watermelon ice cream count?
No.
Then I'm pretty darn sure I've never tried watermelon.
Do they make watermelon?
Yes, they make watermelon ice cream
because Friendly's would have had those watermelon
That's exactly what I used to get for my wife. She loves those. Yes.
Yeah.
So I've probably had that at some point. But, hey, there's a watermelon on the table. We've cut up slices. Does anybody want any on a nice summer cookout day? No, I've never tasted watermelon.
Wow.
Don't say wow, please.
It's not that surprising.
It is not that. This doesn't even come. This isn't even in the same galaxy as peanut butter.
No, it's not. That's right. It's not even close.
Very true.
I just wanted to defend myself a little bit from all the crap. Great to be back on Twitter now.
More than anything, it's kind of amazing because, you know, you hate fruit because it's too nutritious. I don't even think watermelon is nutritious.
I didn't necessarily say it's too nutritious. Just not fruit. Just doesn't. I don't like the taste of fruit. None of it. Blech. Yuck. Grapes. Apples. Oranges. What else have I tried over the years? Strawberries, maybe.
Don't like strawberries.
Not a big fan, no.
Don't like blueberries.
Not really. Mm-mm. Man. Raspberries, no.
Blackberries.
Wasn't there another berry in Willy Wonka in the chocolate? Gooseberries or
something? Schnozberries.
Schnozberries? Don't like schnozberries. I've tried those, though. Now, I would try an everlasting gobstopper, but, you know, schnozberries? Yeah. Sorry, boys.
Never had watermelon.
Not a big berries guy.
I'm not surprised. I'm not.
I've had
I'm
a strawberry.
Not even disappointed.
I've had
I'm
a strawberry disappointed. Shake. You shouldn't be disappointed.
I don't even know what this emotion I feel whenever we find this
you
out.
You should be numbed by this.
Yeah, it's close to numb.
I mean, you
it's
know,
something.
We're together, what, 16 years now? I really don't know that I could ever say anything else. Do you think I could ever say anything else on this show that would truly surprise you?
There's a couple things. A couple times.
I love Twitter. I'm so glad I'm back on Twitter today. Nick, how is it I've been watching, listening, following Howard since back when he was on Empire, and I still get shocked by these things when they come to light? Next tweet from Jimbo. There is something seriously wrong with him.
At this point, like it's such a different form of shock. I think the shock, you're shocked that you're not shocked. And you think,
that's good,
I can't believe that of course you haven't. Of course you haven't. And I'm blown away by me not being surprised that you haven't.
No.
We've reached that level. It's like, it's meta. It's meta. That's what that is, I think.
Okay.
Maybe that's what
is
meta
is. It transitive
is.
Properties?
No. We learned that from Sal today.
See, that's the whole point. You should not be blown away that the fact you're not surprised. You've come to expect not being surprised by anything that I tell you that I didn't try.
Yeah.
Couple of tweeters have said, have you tried breathing?
Once or twice. That's not like a try it, you might like it. That's more of like an important, like a mandatory thing. Like I drink water. Like, do I like water? Well, no, but it's really important to have water, I think. Max tweeted in, I mean, why would he not? Who looks at a slice of watermelon at a barbecue and goes, quote, nah, doesn't look like it's worth the risk. Yeah. It's not a risk. I'm not afraid of eating fruit. I just don't see the point of eating it. It doesn't please me. I get no pleasure from food when it's fruit. Like
it
ice cream, yummy.
Joy, yeah.
Right, it doesn't bring me joy. Pancakes, pizza, wings, candy bars. I mean, there's lots of stuff that brings me joy. Baked ziti. I don't know where that came from. But there's nothing appealing about eating fruit. It's not a dessert to me. It's not anything that looks like, man, I cannot wait to get home and peel me an apple. Or core me an apple, or whatever you do to an apple.
You talk about it like it's like a computer mainframe that you've got to dice, whatever.
Come on, let's face it. How much fun is it working with me at moments like this? The others all suck, but moments like this, it's worth it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, like you,
say nice things. Just say nice things about me at the wake. That's all I ask. When you stand up, you're not giving the eulogy, but at some point, say nice things about me.
Arlen tweets in, can we get a commitment from Howard to try watermelon on the air if the Bills win the Super Bowl this season?
I'll try watermelon on the air just to try it. Okay. I mean, it's not like you.
You won't do it at home and then tell us how it was, like that you did it with the peanut butter and ruin everything?
I might test run it just so I don't get sick on the air. Like you, you are repulsed.
Come on. I swear to God, I'm getting sick.
Come on, you know I'm just piling on for humor at this point. You are repulsed at the idea of eating an egg. Right?
A hard-boiled egg, right.
Right. Is, I had one last night on my salad.
Right.
It's very good.
It is, to me, the most disgusting food in
not.
The world.
No.
Hold on. And I've tried it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You just don't like
it.
The texture or the taste?
I try eggs maybe once every year or two. I'll try some form of eggs. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever liked it. But I keep trying because your tastes do change.
Scrambled eggs, omelets, poached eggs
I'll
over easy.
I'll try a bite of an omelet next year. And you know what? I'll probably be like, I don't like it. If I do like it, that'd be great because everyone seems to really like omelets and I would like to like omelets, but I just don't. You see people enjoying something and you're like, I don't get it. Without even trying.
Do you not understand how much fun an omelet station is at a buffet setup?
I'm telling you, I want to like omelets. I don't.
That's one of the greatest things. When the guy's standing there, or the gal, and they're going to put the eggs in, and you're like, I'm going to have some mushrooms. I'm going to have some broccoli. I'm going to have some cheese. I'm going to have it's
this
fantastic.
Is why people are always blown away by when you haven't tried something, because there are a lot of people out there, I think, listening that don't like a food that wish they did. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be someone listening that, I really wish I liked beers, IPAs.
That's my one. That's
sure,
it for me, beer.
Or I really wish I liked, I don't know. Omelets is a good one because I wish I liked coffee because coffee can be a little bit of a social, you know, everyone gets coffee around a table.
Sure.
There are plenty of examples of people wanting to like something and not liking it. In your case, you don't even give thought to liking it. Like,
Well, I don't think I'm missing out on anything, so why would I give thought to liking it?
I know.
Like with beer, honestly, that's, okay. Again, really, don't try and figure out how I think because it's just not worth it. But I look at beer. And I've told, right, that is the one thing. I'm not a beer guy. I've tried it many times. I tried my first beer when I was like 14. I've never liked the taste. It just tastes sour to me. I don't like it. I've tried different beers. You took me out one time and you put out, there was one of those like sample things, you know, where they give you like the little six or seven different, nothing. Yeah. I do wish, like I would love, a nice hot day. How about a cold beer? Like I feel like I'm missing out on something. That's it. There is nothing. No fruit, no other food, nothing you could bring up on this show where I would tell you, you know, man, I wish I liked that. But having said that, I will try just about anything. I mean, I'm all bluster, honestly. You bring in a watermelon? Sure, I'll try it.
Sure.
I mean, I tried Slim Jims for you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Come on.
Right.
Jill tweeted in, would you try a watermelon Kit Kat?
Sure. Well, there's chocolate in it. See, that's a big part of it. I tried the apple Kit Kat because there was a Kit Kat in it. If it was just apples, what's the point of eating it? I don't like fruit. But if you throw chocolate in there, all right, baby, now we're talking good. Now we're talking something I can enjoy. There's a taste in that overall combination of things that I would actually enjoy. The chocolate portion, which is probably why apples dipped in chocolate I would have tried when I was a kid at some point. You know, the apple on the stick, you dip it into hard chocolate. And chocolate-covered strawberries I would have tried at some point, not because I like strawberries, because there was chocolate on it. Sean wants to know if I was raised by wolves. No.
Wolves eat watermelon, probably.
Do they?
They probably do.
There's got to be at least one breed of wolf that will eat a watermelon, yeah.
I had a couple people tell me that I'm not missing out on anything with the watermelon.
At least they've tried it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think I have. I don't really remember. One person said, Taylor tweeted in, he's missing nothing, overrated, overhyped, melons are the big people play of the fruit world.
I mean, I don't know about that. If we're going all melons, if I Google melons, what will come up?
Okay. I was just about to do that, actually.
We've got your cantaloupes. We've got your honeydew.
Honeydew, right? Yeah, yeah. My wife's
Listen,
a big
I'm here to tell you
person.
That honeydew, if it's not ripe perfectly, is just not worth it.
I'm not a cantaloupe person either. That
cantaloupe.
Ooh, I think I have tried cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that. It's not a fan.
Oh, cantaloupe is great.
Yeah.
I like cantaloupe. Sorry. Honeydew is just often not sweet enough. That's what
See,
I'm saying.
See, there you go.
Honeydew.
See? Right, sweet. There. And there's no chocolate in it.
No. But I've tried it.
You could cover it in chocolate.
Never mind. Like the other thing about watermelons, it's kind of fun, is they make square watermelons. They've done everything to watermelons.
Is that right?
You can design watermelon into anything you want.
No kidding.
Yep.
Like a football watermelon.
Sure. I mean, it already is kind of shaped like a football.
I got a tweet. Here's a good suggestion for Mike and Chris. Make it an all-day affair. Have Bulldog and Shope draft foods that Howard has never tried. Yeah. First food drafted, Howard eats on the show the next morning.
Love it.
That's great.
Brayton, can you bring in watermelon?
Yeah.
Bring in some watermelon. I'll try it on the show tomorrow. I promise, Jeremy, I will not eat watermelon today. I will wait, and I'll have some watermelon on the show tomorrow.
Okay. I'll bring in some.
All right.
I'll go get some.
Is it in season? It might be tough.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I mean, I'll go check out the local Schmops Friendly Schmarket later.
Yeah,
we'll
see if you can find. See if you can find some watermelon or cantaloupe. Name a fruit, guys. I'll leave it for you to decide what you want. We'll have a day, and you can bring in a few things that it would be like, okay, Howard's going to try this day, and I'll just try whatever you guys bring in. I don't mind.
Another tweet here, it says, Long Island must be I'm going to say it like you do in Long Island, horrible place. Right? Isn't it horrible? It's not horrible. It's horrible.
Horrible place.
Long Island is
What do
a
you do on
place.
Long Island? What do you people do? It's got to be a horrible place. Nope, that's Brooklyn.
Jack tweets in, what the heck was in your lunch every day as a kid?
Bagel and cream cheese, or a bologna sandwich, or a salami sandwich, and that was pretty much it. Or I'd buy lunch at school. Bagel and cream cheese, bologna, or salami. Yep.
They never sold watermelon at the school?
If they did, why was I going to buy it? I don't like it. Do you not understand this? Got a tweet. This has to be a bit at this point. One of the greatest radio bits ever. How is it possible one man has deprived himself of such an array of foods? If my wife, she would not come on the radio show. She likes anonymity. She does not want to be known as the woman who is married to me, quite obviously, because of a number of reasons. But she would back me up on all this stuff. She's been with me 30 years now since we first started dating.
Through everything. All the foods you haven't tasted.
Absolutely. She knows what to buy, what not to buy, what I'm not going
to
try.
Yeah,
she knows what I won't.
What not to buy. You go down one aisle and buy crackers. That's it.
I love crackers, by the way. Club crackers. I could eat like an entire sleeve of club crackers in one sitting. She knows what to, we're out at a restaurant. Hey, I'm going to get the appetizer. Would you like to? Okay, forget it. She's on all this. I'm not making this stuff up, really. This is not a radio bit. I just don't like a lot of stuff. I'm very much set in my ways.
Yep.
I've earned it, man. I got an AARP card. Once you get an AARP card, you can be get off my lawn guy and not have to do anything you don't want to do. You can't, Jeremy. You're not old enough. And Brayton, you're far away from being get off my lawn. Well, no, you have some alarming tendencies of get off my lawn guy. I would admit that.
So in review,
yes, sir?
Do you think Mike McCarthy has seen Gallagher?
I guess he meant
after all that.
So I guess he meant he's just never seen an in-person performance where he could have had bits of watermelon fly onto him in the first row. So yes, I guess it would mean he was aware of. I mean, it's on YouTube for goodness sake. Yeah, I guess it would mean he was aware of. He meant he didn't see the guy in person, and I didn't either. I mean, I've never seen Gallagher perform in person, but I knew.
Ever smashed a pumpkin?
I have not. Does it? Have you?
I think so. Not like somebody else is vandalizing their property, but when you're done, I'm thinking about that because of smashing watermelons with a sledgehammer. Pumpkins come apart pretty easy. Watermelons smash.
Yeah, I may have smashed a pumpkin post Halloween at some point.
Yeah, they just throw it on the ground.
But never a watermelon that I can recall. No.
You can't. You're not sure if you've smashed. You definitely haven't eaten it, but you might have smashed it.
No, I don't. I mean, there are so many drunken nights in my life, Jeremy, that I can't remember what I did. So I'm going to vote no. I have not smashed a watermelon. Bring one in tomorrow. Set some stuff down on the floor. I mean, bring tarps, and I'll gladly smash a watermelon. Just keep it away from the computers.
Gallagher used to be on, I can remember growing up, Gallagher was on VH1 all the time.
Oh, was he?
I think that's where I would have seen all the shows.
Yeah, I don't remember
and
what
I have
seen.
All of them. I mean, I don't know, maybe not all of them, but if they ran seven of them, I've seen all seven. I've definitely seen plenty of Gallagher.
Are there different ways he smashed the watermelon? Hammer, watermelon, smash.
So you've never seen the whole the Sledge-O-Matic performance either?
I don't know. I don't.
You have not?
I don't think I've seen the Sledge-O-Matic, but it sounds classic.
It's
I'll have to look that up.
It's iconic, the Sledge-O-Matic.
I'll look at that after the show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.